This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
The right is right, even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong, even if everyone is for it. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. They have to hate somebody. They're at war with a God they say they don't believe in. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because we have the facts, and facts are stubborn things. We're the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. They call it, you know, choicers, the free choicers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually anti-lifers. They're pro-murderers is what they really are, friends. And because we're for life, they have an issue with that. And we're not asking for permission, or are we asking for their authorization to speak out against their murderous schemes. So that's who we are, and we are also the patriots that the globalists despise, like it or not. Again, that's who we are, folks. Welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We just put up a brand new website called sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're getting about 10 to 11,000 unique visits a day. We appreciate that very much, friends. I'm not doing bad for 14 days up. Again, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com. It is a resource, an alternative for the conservatives that are sick and tired of the rhetorical talk. The rhetorical talk, and when I say rhetorical talk, friends, I mean rhetorical talk. You want me to say that again?
It's rhetorical.
Oh, it's totally rhetorical.
I mean, rhetorical.
It's like, you know, rhetorical, man.
Very rhetorical. I mean, over and over
again. It's like
a
dog chasing its tail. They just never bring about resolve. Well, we wanted to bring about resolve to the professed Christians, the professed patriots out there, and the professed, self-professed conservatives that never bring about the resolves because there's a lack of leadership. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't have their feet upon the rock. It was like as if, you know, King David, I can hear it now, praying to the Lord, saying, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. Well, that's what we're trying to do, my friends, is give you information. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. We want to give you the knowledge to equip you and to empower you to win back your freedoms. And if you want your freedoms, we know what the price is, my friends. Eternal vigilance is the price paid, said our forefathers. Now, folks, again, Sons of Liberty Media, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it is Bradley Dean, double E, two different websites. Also, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And friends, phone lines will be accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. That's why we're across the country. If you'd like to book us, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. We're about 3 months out. Again, if you'd like to book us, please give us a heads up. Let's set something up. We'll come out there, speak to your crowds, and we'll do what we've always done over the last 20 years, and that is to seek and save that which is lost. That is the purpose of the church. And so that's exactly what we're doing, is responding to the call. And saying that, folks, deeds, not words, and we're showing you our love by our works. 1 John 3:18, that was extracted from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the man o' war. Let's put him into perspective, friends, because Jesus isn't walking around with little pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, saying, everything's okay. No, Jesus didn't come into the world to tell the world everything was okay. William Penn, my friend, said right is right even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it.
Amen.
I love that.
I love that,
folks,
too.
What we're going to do really quick, we got Chase out at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, Chase, how you doing?
Hey, it's going great. How are you guys doing? Long time no see, huh?
Yeah, long time no see. What are some of the testimonials, or what are the people saying out there? Folks, we have a booth out there, and we hand out tracts. Chase, you tell the listeners as to what you're doing out there.
Yeah, no, we've handed out. I mean, there's literally thousands of people coming through the state fair out here, so we're handing out as many tracts as we can get out into people's hands. This is day three, so we got quite a bit of ways to go. Just yesterday, though, we had all kinds of witnessing opportunities, especially with kids. Seems like kids are just looking for someone to kind of get in their way and tell them the truth.
Yep.
I even had the opportunity to reach out to a couple Muslim kids yesterday.
Amen.
A couple homosexual kids this morning, just getting the truth into their hands, and they're so receptive. They're so open-eared to the truth.
Well, because they know they're being lied to, Chase. I mean, they know that they're being lied to. They're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And those that are being protected from nothing, you know, they know when someone's telling them the truth because there's a protection about the truth. It's a shield and a buckler. So, amen.
Yeah, every time we're talking to these kids, we ask them, it's like, look, do you feel that in your heart? Do you feel that? Do you know the truth when you hear it? And every time, it's yes, absolutely. Yeah. I know what you're saying is true. I know what I'm doing isn't right. Like, they're right along with it. It's so cool to be able to see that one-on-one testimonial. It's great. So,
they want to emulate.
The purpose we're out here.
Yeah, amen. And they want to emulate leadership. You know, you got brand new T-shirts out there. You got CDs. You got DVDs. Where exactly are you at? What is the streets? What's the street crossing?
Well, we're at Dan Patch and Cooper, the corner of Dan Patch and Cooper, right behind the deep fried Twinkies.
Everyone's going to know where that is now.
That is.
Those are the guys.
Real estate at the Minnesota State Fair, right behind the deep fried Twinkie stand.
Okay, the deep fried Twinkie stand.
Very good.
The deep fried Twinkie stand, is that where all those overweight people are driving on those little go karts?
Everybody's rolling around in their little strollers with, you know, their Diet Coke in one hand and a deep fried Twinkie in the other.
Well, hey, Chase, they can't help themselves, man.
Yeah, I just can't help myself.
Yeah, can I have 12 of those deep fried Twinkies? And oh man, just to justify myself, but I'm not going to say this. Can I get a Diet Coke too? Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, it is.
Welfare recipients.
It's sick. It really is sick. Yeah. No, it's exactly right. And it's on our dime. That's the crazy part.
You know, I got to say something too. And on a serious note about the Minnesota State Fair, this is what I love about our ministry and what we're doing is those kids that you're talking about that walk by the booth, these are kids that typically will not set foot inside of a church building. They're turned off by the church. They're not going to walk into a church door and say, hey, tell me about the Lord. No, but they'll go to the state fair where they're going to play games and have fun and drink and do the things that they do. And then they're going to see right there in the midst of all this chaos and all the sinful things and pleasures of this world, a booth where Christ's light is shining bright, the truth of God's word is being brought
forth without compromise.
Without compromise, and they're getting the gospel in its purest form. And that's just awesome to me because they're not going to find it anyplace else, chances are, but they're going to find it right in the heart of where we're supposed to be in the middle of seeking and saving that which is lost.
By surprise.
And
amen.
Even if they have gone to the church, we had a youth pastor yesterday come over with his kids. We gave him the test. Can you name the Ten Commandments? He couldn't do it.
Yep.
I mean, he had his kids right in front of him. His wife was there. She said, you were just testing the kids on this on the way out here, knowing the Ten Commandments, and he couldn't do it himself. And he's a youth pastor.
Well, therein lies the problem. What is the street again? Dan Patch and what?
Dan Patch and Cooper.
If you're at the State Fair in Minnesota, go to Dan Patch and Cooper. Check out the Sons of Liberty, and you can run international booth right there. And meet Chase and his wife and say hey to him. And we'll get one of the brand new T-shirts or the DVDs, the My War series. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. We're going to talk about evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we've got about four affiliates that picked us up over the last month, and the latest one is KCTA 1030 AM, Corpus Christi, Texas. Corpus Christi, Texas, not crispy. Sorry about that. KCTA 1030 AM, Corpus Christi, Texas. We just wanted to tell you thank you very much, give you a shout-out, and again, thank you for your trust. Welcome aboard the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, real quick, what Chase was talking about, live from the Minnesota State Fair, we've been out there over the last 10 years, and one of the things that he was talking about just over the last conversation during the first segment was the fact that, you know, he gets around these youth pastors, and, well, they seem to be the problem. Well, there's nothing new under the sun, friends, but if you look scripturally at where there's a youth pastor, you just can't find them. And so they really don't have a purpose. Really what they're doing is filling in the gap as to where the parents leave off their kids. The Bible says, train up the child in the way that they shall go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Well, in the old days, the kids used to sit with the parents during church, so they were getting fed the same spiritual food, the same bread of life always, and they were receiving it together. Now they break them up, and then they give them over to the youth pastors who don't know their left hand from their right hand. And I'm not saying that, and I'm not condescending, and I'm not attempting to dim their light to make mine brighter. I'm just simply giving you the facts of 20 years of ministry history, friends. It's sick. One of the things that we also do is when we're doing tea parties across the nation, I'll ask the tea parties. There can be 200-300 people into these tea parties, and I'll ask them, how many of you in these tea parties here, this particular tea party, how many of you guys are Christians? And folks, without fail, all the hands will go up in the room. And then the next thing I'll ask them is, well, okay, so you all profess that you're Christians. Then the next question I ask them is, how many of you know the Ten Commandments? And you'll see just one or two, maybe three or four hands up in the room, again, with a room filled with about 200 to 300 people. And I'll say, okay, so wait a second. You call yourself Christians. Mm-hmm. You say that you love God, yet you don't even know his moral law, and yet it was Jesus who said, think not that I've come to destroy the law, neither the prophets. He came not to destroy, but to fulfill. Mm-hmm. He said, not one jot nor one tittle shall in any ways pass away until it all be fulfilled. And it was also Jesus that said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto them. And yet they say they're his, but yet they don't even know his moral law. And we also know that Scripture tells us to the contrary, so we can make distinction between the sheep and the goats, those that are real Christians and those that are professed Christians. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, well, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. How is he to keep his commandments if he doesn't even know his commandments?
Yep.
Come on, friends. I mean, this is just a little common sense. Case in point, interestingly enough, I'm going to talk about evil is powerless if the good are unafraid in just a second here. But interestingly enough, we just found out just this week that Barna Research Group, did a two-year study on pastors. And they asked pastors across the country if they knew that the issues of the day that are immoral, that are attacking the church in America today, if they're biblical. And 100% of them, of course, are going to say, yes, it's biblical. And then the next question is out of all of you pastors across the nation, how many of you actually preach against the issues, homosexuality, abortion, corruption in government, so on and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
They found that 10% actually preached out against it. Folks, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in America, the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda, the greatest advocate to crime and corruption in government is because of the professed church, because over 300,000 pulpits in America remain silent.
You know, and why are they silent? It is, and why are they silent? Because they don't want to offend, they don't want to rock the boat. In fact, personal testimony.
Because they don't have the spirit of Christ.
That's right.
My ministers are made the flames of fire. You don't see any fire. The only thing you see is smoke, and you see a whole lot of capitulation going on, backing up or retreating in the face of battle, friends, because they're fearful. And yet when you look in Scripture, friends, you'll find that the fearful are the first partakers of the lake of fire, and rightly so.
Yep, that's
cowards
exactly right.
They are.
And now I remember, now I grew up in a church as a pastor's daughter, and I remember once we had moved, when I was a little bit older, I remember talking with the youth pastor that kind of took over eventually and his wife, and they were telling a story about how they talked about how some of the young ladies in the youth group were dressing. And then the young ladies got upset and said, well, I like dress this way, and I want to dress this way. And I remember the youth pastor saying that he would never do that again. He would never talk about it because it stirred up such a fuss.
No, wait a second. I'll tell you why the youth pastor didn't say anything to them girls that were wearing tight clothes.
That's true.
And the pastors, because they liked them.
I never even
tight
thought about
clothes.
That until you just said it.
Yeah.
But the point is he was saying, well, it just stirred up so much trouble and all this and that. So a lot of these pastors, they're afraid to say the truth because they don't want to stir up controversy.
They
don't
want
to rock
God. Come on, let's call it for what it is.
Rather than the face of God.
They totally do. And that's exactly why they back up. Now, friends, really quick, you need to think about what the issues are in America today. Everybody's blaming Obama, rightfully so. Everybody's blaming Planned Parenthood for abortion, rightfully so. Everybody's blaming the radical homosexuals, rightfully so, and a plethora of other unlawful, un-American organizations out there. But can I ask you something? Why are they doing what they're doing? I'll tell you why they're doing what they're doing. Because, again, first of all, because the church, instead of protecting the sheep, the church, the professed church in America, is opening the doors for the wolves to come in and devour. Okay? Rightfully so. But can I ask you something, those that are listening to me, and I say this out of love, do you have a Bible? I'll tell you why we have issues in America is because everybody else is waiting for someone else to fix the problems that they themselves don't want to fix. And I'll tell you why that they don't want, well, the reason they don't want to fix the problems is because they are just as guilty in some form or manner of sin than the ones that they sit there and complain about. And I see that every day of the week throughout the country. And again, I'm sorry to say, friends, it sickens me, but you're eating the fruit of your own ways in this country. Now, speaking of the fearful and the abominable, as God calls them, rightfully so, evil is powerless if the good aren't afraid. So let's turn this to a positive. I want you to imagine with me, friends, just for a moment. Can you imagine if there was never a George Washington? Can you imagine if there was never a John Adams or a Thomas Jefferson? Just imagine if they never existed. Imagine history without Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Moses, you know, the meekest man alive who went to the face of the king and told the king, let my people go. Or what about the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? Well, there would be no redemption, would there? Where would we be if these men didn't exhibit leadership with courage and sacrifice on the behalf of the people? Because every single one of the above said emulated Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, who was alive forevermore. Okay? Again, the question is, where would we be if these men didn't exhibit leadership with courage and sacrifice on the behalf of the people? Look at the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to ensure you today, those that have ears to hear, and those that have eyes to see, those that can hear and see me right now through live stream or listening to me on the radio. Where would you be if they didn't fight, bleed, and die, sacrifice themselves to give you the liberties that you have today? Folks, where would we be if they had not loved both seen and unseen, resulting in now having both natural and spiritual freedoms throughout the world? Well, I can tell you, we would all be slaves to tyranny in every form, Hebrews 11. There is freedom nowhere in the world where a preacher didn't first preach the gospel of Jesus Christ where they accepted it. Nowhere. Folks, we can also see from the history that they wrote, his story, his dash story has meaning, that the evils they faced were powerless over their endeavors because they had their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith. Again, his name is Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, who said that he did not give us a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. That author, Jesus Christ, promised that he would make them more than conquerors, Romans 8:37, and that he also gave them power over all of the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. Huh. And that he also promised that he would be an enemy unto all of our enemies and an adversary unto all of our adversaries, Exodus 23:22. Now, I love this part. My friends, let me ask you one question. I'm going to put you at ease, but I hope you're sitting down. And if you're driving right now, just put it on cruise control, okay? Because I want you to drive 55. You can find nowhere in Scripture, where God failed a faithful man or woman, either in life or death. You cannot find it anywhere, friends. Why all the excuses? Again, friends, evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Notice also God didn't use the majority. He always used a minority to prevail. Well, you say to yourself, Bradley, there's just no hope. There's just no hope. Oh, I'll get to that in just a minute. Is your back up against the wall, America? Guess who allowed that to take place? Well, to those that don't know the difference, I got some good news for you. That's where you find God. You say you're painted into a corner because of the conservatives and the professed church and the self-professed patriots. I agree. They're the problem, aren't they? Because they're not actually walking the talk, are they? They're not actually exhibiting their walk with Christ. You're not finding your faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God, are you? No. They want to intellectualize everything, right, to keep you. No. We're not to find our faith in man. We're to find it in Christ. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Steph, what are your thoughts? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, I think it's such a good point, you know, when you're talking about that and you say, what if there never was a George Washington? What if there never was, you know, the Elijah in the Bible and so on and so forth? And it made me think of this documentary that we watched not too long ago on America. And I remember in the very beginning of the documentary, what hit me most about the entire thing while watching it was the fact that they were playing out the Revolutionary War. And what they did was, is George Washington was fighting with his army and he got shot and he killed. He was killed. And I thought, well, that didn't happen. Yeah. But that was the point of what he was trying to say. And even our son, Judah, I remember him, he remembers like, wait a second, that didn't happen. But think of what a different nation we would be living in if that had happened.
Totally.
I mean, look at the Bible. What if the Bible, as you mentioned, didn't have these men of God, these Elijahs and Daniels and Davids to lead the way, to show us, you know.
They were set there for our examples to emulate them as they emulated Christ. And so should we, because it was Jesus himself that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. There's absolutely every reason and incentive that the Word gives to give ourselves up to Him wholly, that we might find Him so He can show Himself strong on our behalf to the world that's dying to see Him.
And as you said, all these men and women of God in the Bible, of course, there's Ruth and there's Esther, they all emulate certain portions of the Christ. I mean, they all have their different capacities. We all have different parts of the body, but we have Christ as the head. And if we are Christ, obviously we're going to emulate Christ. Yeah. It's such a good point to think
of. When we think of these patriarchs and we look at them, the light that we see in them is always the Christ, because He is the light of men. Friends, right before the break, I said that, well, you can find nowhere in Scripture God failing a faithful man or woman either in life or in death. And, of course, what we're talking about is evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Let's go to that bad boy, that little youth that went out and took out Goliath. You remember little David? Remember he went out to the field and, he was trained up out in the sheep cot and he was actually protecting the sheep. And, the Lord trained him up by fighting a bear and a lion. And then what happened is he went out into the field and he saw Saul and his army standing back watching Goliath defy the armies of the living God. And here comes little bad boy David saying, hey, listen, I took out the bear and I took out the lion and I can also do the same thing to this one that defies the armies of the living God. And because he was filled with the Spirit of God, he was acting as a fool for Christ in every sense of the word when he asked the question to those that claimed to be spiritual, yet they were watching the enemies take the field as they capitulated. He just said and was wondering within himself, why are you guys standing back here allowing this to happen? Friends, case in point, do you realize that what you're dealing with in this country is less than 1.7% of the population? Matter of fact, I even went over to a couple communist organizations that some people in this country highlight, you know, because when you go to conservative outlets, what they like to do is highlight the enemy. I want to give you some numbers concerning your enemies, concerning some of these communist organizations, okay? I went to one, and did you know that I found that there was 27,000 followers?
Ooh.
Okay? Another organization had 11,300 followers, and I went to another one. These are the top three that people highlight. This one had 362 followers. Is it that the conservatives and professed Christians and patriots are looking for an excuse not to do their job?
Yep.
Oh, and they stand back, friends, they throw their hands up in the air, and they say, oh, there's no sense, there's nothing we can do. No, friends, there's everything in the world that you can do as long as you got your faith in the right place and that you're empowered by the Holy Ghost to get the job done, because it was Christ the King that said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Every time, we just did an interview yesterday for a documentary in my house for 4 hours. And it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, that every time somebody comes up with an excuse, grace comes along through my message to pull the rug and say, now what? Now what's your excuse? That's what the Word of God does when you're His. There is no excuse. It's nothing but opportunity to prove the living God, for He is alive forevermore. Is that not where He wants His church? Absolutely. Let's go back to Moses. Remember when Moses was brought to the Dead Sea and the people wanted to stone him? And what did the Lord say that man of war? He said, be still and know that I'm God. He had a staff in his hand. He raised it. Right?
The Red Sea, yeah.
That's right. Stand back. Be still. See the salvation of God. And what happened with the blast of his nostrils, a visual, so you can understand spiritual matters, friends. What happened? The sea split and the children of Israel went through to the other side. What happened to the enemies of God, friends, to those that were willing to follow Jesus Christ? That spiritual rock. 1 Corinthians 10. Well, the enemies were dealt with. Let's go over to King David again. I love David. The author answered King David in his distress, speaking about how evil is powerless, my friends, if the good are unafraid. Well, what a better example. King David, in his distress, cried out by saying that the kings of the earth themselves, they gather themselves together and take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Who is that promise for, friends? I'm just curious. Did the Lord tell us to stand back and watch the created political battering ram ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood? Did they tell you to stand back and watch all the people they were beheading and be fearful of what they might do? Is that the spirit of America? Is that the spirit of Christ? Because I can't find it. And when I go to Arlington Cemetery and I see all the men and women 6 feet under the ground that were fearless in the face of the enemy and they took him out, namely in World War II, they went out and snuffed him out. If the enemies of America and the enemies of Christ want to try and tempt the living God, then let them go for it. But church, I would say this, like Eleazar, the son of Dodo, put the sword in your hand, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and stand up and play the man and play the woman and win the day. Do all that you can do, said John Quincy Adams, and leave the results up to God. Amen. I go on. The author, Jesus Christ, also promised that he would not fail one word of his blood-bought covenant concerning his people. Psalm 89:34. Now, what was interesting is just last, well, it was actually about a month and a half ago, I was out in the state of Georgia, and I was on tour partaking with national leaders at a Restoring Our Promise conference, and I had the opportunity to see with my own eyes the fact that God is now sending foreigners into America to warn us about the similarities and signs of dictators when they take the reins of a nation. All of the way from the media's control to the pushing of a state-run message over and over again to attack Christians and patriots, to the disarmament of the people in their respective countries and more, even euthanasia. And all of these, in fact, which were very similar to the circumstances to, again, what the above-mentioned men of God were dealing with in their times of testing. The Chinese have a word. It's called crisis. And it has two different meanings. One is opportunity and one is danger. We have such an opportunity, friends, right now, to stand up and prove our God. But let's meet God at the cross. Let's meet him on his terms, not what we think, not through our interpretation, or that's what you say, not through our omission of Scripture, not add a little, take a little. No. For face value, friends. Isn't it interesting that a child was used as the model of heaven? Because they could get it.
Yeah.
It was easy for them to understand. They weren't intellectualizing everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that? When you're mentioning these, you know, these groups that conservatives are afraid of, they've got, you know, 303 or whatever you said, about 300 followers. If you've ever driven through a town of 300 people, you can literally blink and miss the entire thing, okay? Yeah. We're talking an abundance of cities and people and towns across this nation. Millions and millions of people are running from 303, 11,000, 27,000. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Kind of reminds me.
No, I'm sorry. Those were the numbers of followers. That didn't mean those that were actually following them. The high number had 362 people actually following them.
Yeah.
And these are the groups that the conservatives, the best that you have out there through talk radio, they're the ones that are magnifying the crimes of the few that are attacking you. But again, keep in mind, that's a Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there's more of them. And that's, folks, you are being duped out of your freedoms daily.
And you know, that's such a great point. And the point is who are you running from? I mean, it reminds me of when the Lord's talking about how Satan, we're going to look at him and say, he was the one that deceived the nations and be surprised that he was the one that did it. Well, so we look and see all these small numbers and these small people that are being magnified talk about, you know, straining the gnat while you swallow the camel, making a mountain out of a molehill.
Cowards.
Yeah, and like you said, it's an excuse for many people not to do anything. But as we look in Scripture, we see how God gave all the men and women of God the victory, the Elijahs, the Daniels.
In Christ, not outside of them, though.
We have to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will still do those things. I want to give you a Scripture.
Okay, but wait a second. When you go back to what you were just talking about, when you read in the book of Proverbs 28, you can see that the wicked flee when
none pursueth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, wait. The wicked flee when
none pursueth.
And yet it says it answers back to the negative as a positive through edification and exhortation. He said, but the righteous are made bold as lions.
That's right. And when the righteous realize that they are the majority of the people and they stand together, you know, I've said this analogy before, but I think it's, you know, a good thing to bring up again. When you look at that little kids movie, A Bug's Life, there was all these ants and they were oppressed by these few grasshoppers. And there was only one ant that was the oddball that kept standing up to the grasshoppers. And finally, he got beat up when he was all by himself. But finally, when he said, listen, we outnumber you. And then he looked at him and he said, and you know that,
don't you? That's right.
And they all gathered their arms together.
And by
they
the way, so
together.
Did this administration know that, friends. But that's why they vouchsafe themselves in what the media is promulgating through their lies. When the American people figure out that the state-run media is as guilty as hell, just like this criminal administration is, then and only then will it be all over for them. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but check out any dictatorship because they said the same thing of Hitler. Nobody ever took the time to look behind them because they said there was nothing behind him to get the job done, but he got it done,
That's
didn't
right.
he?
We
True
stand
deceptive
together.
Measures. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Hour two coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I got hour two coming up. I'm going to talk about why I insist on shaking sleeping Americans awake. Folks, Steph, can you kind of interject your thoughts here? Because I want the folks to know that this isn't just like on the radio.
Oh no, you're like this all the time.
Seriously, even when I'm sleeping, I guess I'm really roused up.
Well, you're very intense, and you always, I think you have a burden, you know, from the word of the Lord. And I think the message is a very prophetic message, because if you look at, you know, even the articles and things, and obviously you sons and daughters of liberty that live and listen to us on a daily basis, you know, the message is always the same. You always bring forth, okay, this is what we have going on, but here's the hope, America. This is what we need to do. We need to turn back to God, obey His laws and His precepts out of a heart of love, because we see the sacrifice paid for our sins, both in the natural, with what the veterans fought, bled, and died to give us in America, and in the spiritual, with what Christ died to set us all free. So I think that the point is so many times you're going to listen to radio shows and news outlets, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to say, oh my goodness, I want to go hide somewhere. There's no hope. Our program, I should say, is basically saying, listen, here's the problems, but here's the answer. The answer is found in Christ. Don't hide on a hole. Get out there and do something. Get busy. There's something everybody can do. You can pass out tracts in your community. You can, you know, have a My War documentary screening. You can do all these things. It's a matter of just getting motivated and doing something. And the way that you are right now, you're all the time. I mean, you're doing interviews even during the day, at night. nighttime. You know, we just had people, as you mentioned, and I'm going to talk about this second hour, over to our house for about 4 hours yesterday doing a documentary on homosexuality. So the things that most people would shy away from and they don't really want to give the truth because they know they're going to take some heat for it, we're on the forefront saying, listen, you know, it's not an easy job. It's not always fun. But thank God our founding forefathers did it for us.
Amen. Let's bring this to consummation really quick. Last week, again, I was talking about what was going on that tour, but it was actually about a month ago. And after we went to that conference that I spoke at, by the way, it was interesting because what we heard and saw was much about the evils and fears of an enemy that means to prevail in this country. And, of course, they were Americans. So what we need to keep in mind is that it's not our history in any sense of the word to magnify the crimes rather than to deal with them. Because when you read the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation is 56 men, along with the forerunners called the Black Regiment, the preachers of the day, that were throwing off a tyrant who would not rule according to God's moral law. I want you to understand that. Remember when you read the Declaration of Independence, you see that your rights are derived from who? Your Creator. Okay, so they threw him off. Now, again, telling you that that is not our history. It is not our history to be motivated or moved by fear, friends. Not, at least not the diabolical fear. Now, there is a fear which we should be moved by, but again, it's not diabolical. It is
a filial fear.
We obey God because we love him, and we also believe his word, and we move according to his authority, right? And the authority is found in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But in saying that, again, what we're seeing today in America, it's not our history at all. We don't magnify the crimes. No, we the people have a responsibility. If there's errors within our country, we the people are responsible to right the wrongs. And friends, we still have the power to right the wrongs and the freedom to right the wrongs. So let's come together in the 312 million ratio and get the job done. Because those who went before us did, again, not magnify the enemy. They magnified the power of a faithful God on their behalf, and every one of their enemies knew it at length. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, who said, we're going to take a leap of leap in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they've gotten. 238 years later, here we are. Let me say it this way. Our republic was not established by cowards, and cowards are not going to preserve it, friends. Article 4, Section 4. Okay? Now, while I do my best by preaching and practicing, as a matter of fact, I was just at the store a couple hours ago, just a case in point. I told my boys, let them go.
And in the aisle.
Yep. And the couple stopped, and they said, no, go ahead. The guys went forward, and they said, go ahead to me. And I said, no. Just please go ahead. I got to practice what I preach here. And I really do hold that bar to myself. Preachers are going to be tried by the fire that they preach. You're not going to get away from it. So I want to do the best that I can do to practice what I preach. Not because I have to, again, but because I want to. I want to learn because everything in life is a lesson. Okay? Cool? I like that. All that experience, you know, testimonials and stuff, those little
people
rabbit
holes. Like real
they
life.
They totally do.
Mm-hmm.
So furthermore, my friends, you can find nowhere in Scripture, as I said earlier, God failing a faithful man or woman either in life or death. And I have heard said with a negative connotation, there's nothing worse, there's no worse death than the end of hope. I agree. There isn't. See, the end of hope brings people to a state of despair, and despair is the fruit of a people that turn their back on God. Friends, you're turning yourself the wrong direction if you are in despair. But on a positive note, hope is what you do with the truth that I just gave you. Again, hope is what you do with the truth that has been given to you. So where I ask is your hope. I'll tell you where. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart, all of your heart, all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. The Lord is not a man that he should lie. And I will turn your captivity, your situation, and I will gather you from all nations after judgment, by the way, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place which I have caused you to be carried away captive. 29:13-11. I say, justice is the guardian of liberty. Let's deal with the issues at hand, friends, because we're all saying the same things across the board.
And for those of you that want to give your excuses, you got to remember Christ does not allow you to give him excuses. There's going to be no excuse you can give the Lord on Judgment Day.
No, he would say, where's your faith?
That's right. Now,
you
I want to
see the response.
That's
go
right.
ahead.
I want to take it to Scripture because obviously the only thing that we can bank on is absolute the Word of God. In Philippians 4:13, the Bible says, I can do all things, not some things, not part things, not things I can do in my own strength or my own capability or my own intellect. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you say, well,
so he's the door.
And a lot of times he'll call you to do things that you don't know how to do. Lord, I can't do this.
Wait. God doesn't use us for our abilities. He uses us for our availabilities as he teaches us to get the ability.
That's right. And the thing is, a lot of times the Lord doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. If you look at Moses, he said, Lord, I cannot speak. I'm slow of speech. Well, I'll send your brother Aaron to help you. God will provide for those who are obedient unto him. And one more verse for all of you excuse makers out there. Matthew 19:26, the Lord says, with God, all things are possible. So we have to look at this with the glass half full rather than half empty.
When you run out of excuses, the only thing left
is just to do it.
That's exactly right.
Just to do it, you know? Right. And you got to make sure that you're not giving your excuses because, like I said, it's not going to plan.
I can't stand being around people that, you know, there's a dilemma here. Or, you know what the problem is here? It's like, you know what? We already know what the problem is. What's the answer? Mm-hmm. Well, we study history and we find out what the answer is. But we're not going to be able to go forward until our feet are back upon that rock. And it was Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind. So when I'm talking about the conservatives of the day and I'm talking about the Christians of the day, a lack thereof in every sense of the word, as well as the Patriots, hey, friends, they're hanging out in the ditch, aren't they? Let the blind lead the blind, for they'll all end up in a ditch. Let's follow Christ because he's on the road.
And, you know,
and he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
I can just imagine some people out there just saying, well, you know, I wish someone would do this. I wish someone would run for office. I wish someone would do this and lead the way here. Look in the mirror there, brother, sister. Maybe the Lord is calling you to do it. I just want to say for those that say, listen, I want to be a part of what you guys are doing because I love the fact that you're speaking the truth. It's very hard to come by nowadays to find a true preacher of God, a true minister, to say it like it is. That's why I love the Sons of Liberty. Well, listen, we cannot do this without your support. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation online, or if you'd like to scroll down a little bit and become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you give financially what you can on a month-to-month basis to keep our foundation strong so we can catapult from there and go out and seek and save that which is lost. As Bradley mentioned, he was on doing a documentary yesterday for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
The show you did in the morning, remind me what that was again.
Dove Television, Dobson's ministry on the West Coast. We spent a half hour with Perry Atkinson over there. It was awesome.
So we're doing all these different things. Even when we're at home, we're shooting out through TV, through radio, through these interviews across the nation. We are seeking and saving that which is lost. And if you'd like to be a part of that and say, listen, I want to join this army for Christ because I want to do something, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, become a son or daughter of liberty. And also, for all of our brand new listeners out there, I know we've got Corpus Christi joining us today on Saturdays and Sundays. For those of you who've never yet been to our Sons of Liberty Media website, please go there. It's a great source. We've had it up now for, 2 weeks, I believe?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And it's jumped way high in the charts. It started off as 2 million, and I think it went to 60,000, 30-some thousand. Now we're getting up there.
We're at 27,000 ranking.
As far as the ranking of, you know, top websites in America.
Yep.
So what does that tell me? That tells me people are hungry for the truth. They want the truth, but they also want the answers found in Christ. And so there's so many good things you can do with that. Like the articles, share them, get them out there. Remember, it only takes a little spark to ignite a flame. We can do this thing.
Okay, cool. Folks, what we're going to do on hour two is we're going to talk about why I insist on shaking sleeping Americans awake. We're going to go over to Ferguson, Missouri, and we're going to find out about the provocateurs that have been sent in to stir up domestic insurrection. I've been telling you this for years, friends. It's exactly what's going on. When, again, you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see the tyrant King George. He did the exact same thing, and so did any dictator, folks. We can go back 70 years, 80 years. Adolf Hitler used the brown shirt. Stalin did the same thing. They would stir up their own chaos to bring in the answers, friends, and that's exactly what's going on in Ferguson. And we're also going to go right to a young man that called it forth, and I'll tell you what. Straight from the hood, he told you exactly what was going on, and it was pretty shocking. But again, why am I shaking the American people away from their state of slumber? Because it's that important. We'll see you on the other side of this.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.